Now, you may remember, speaking of things from the past, using the text-based information service CFAX on your television to find the latest news headlines, weather forecast, lottery results. Flight arrivals, I remember as well, just all flickering up in these very unglamorous fonts. It was launched in 1974. It was a pioneering bit of technology in the pre-internet era, and frankly, people miss it. At its peak, CFAX reached a staggering 22 million weekly users, and its commercial equivalent, Teletext, was also a big feature in households up and down the country. If you're under 50, you won't know this, but people would just basically leave their TVs on and you'd have text there, and that was kind of the screensaver. In 2012, CFAX was finally shut down due to the rise of the internet and digital TV. A decade later, though, 20-year-old Nathan Dane from Enniskillen, Northern Ireland, has recreated CFAX and made it available for everyone to use, this time online. So his version is called NMS CFAX. NMS stands for Nathan Media Services. Yes, he's clearly an entrepreneur. You'll be familiar with its distinctive blocky font. He says the minimalist approach is already finding a new audience amongst people who think that they're just inundated with stuff in the current age of TikTok and Twitter. Do you agree? We'd love to know if you're pleased that CFAX is back. Let's hear a bit more from the inventor himself. First of all, Nathan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, the key thing for me to understand is why, at the age of about 20, you would be thinking of recreating something that died before you were born.
Well, I suppose it's an interest I've had in old technologies and things, but also I wanted to create something that was useful as well as being nostalgic. So that's why I decided to recreate a news service. You know, you can actually go on and get the latest updates and things that are actually interesting to you.
I mean, I guess if you had the BBC front page, for example, on your computer, it would refresh and it would be there with the headlines, you know, changing minute by minute if necessary. Why do you find that not a suitable modern equivalent?
Well, I suppose the main thing is it's a lot more, how would you say this? There's a lot more information there. You know, it's sort of easier to get overwhelmed, whereas with CFAX, even the limit of information, I think, can be a sort of an advantage because there's less going on to distract you.
I see that. It's very simple. And you will have had a whole, I'm sure, a look at the fonts. Or maybe there wasn't even more than one. Was it just one font they used?
Yeah, no, there's literally just one font.
Has it got a name, that font?
I don't think so, because it's sort of generated by the decoder. It's not part of the system itself.
It looks,
you know,
like a
mean?
Yes, I know. I mean, I suppose if you're on an Apple computer, it might call it Mum's Typewriter or something. It has there's a particular name for it, but it is very, very basic, isn't it?
Yeah, I know on my computer it just literally comes up as Teletext 2. That's the name of the font. So
brilliant. So this is a computer, basically something you open in your browser, isn't it, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so it comes up on a website, and it's a very accurate re-simulation, as it were, of the system. But the thing that sets this viewer apart from a lot of other systems is that this uses an actual teletext packet stream in the background, so it's pretty much as realistic as it can be.
Where is the data coming from? Because it can't just be you sitting there uploading it all day. You'd be able to do nothing else in your whole life.
Yeah, no, it's updated automatically from the BBC's news feeds. They have a couple of news feeds that are publicly accessible on the news website, so it gets information from there. It gets stuff from the Met Office, a few other places, you know, for different information.
So it will kind of gurgle away in the background without you having to constantly tinker with it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't really touch it very often these days. You know, it keeps going. It updates every half an hour automatically. And if it ever runs into a problem, it sends me an email, and that's when I know to go on and fix it.
Have you had any sense of the numbers of people interested in accessing it?
Sorry, there was just a slight cut out there.
How popular is it?
It's very popular, yeah. There was a couple of weeks back, it was extremely popular, to the extent that it dropped out my whole server. And I got lots of emails and lots of retweets and everything.
Because my memory of, because it's difficult to remember exactly how it was used, but of course you go back before the internet and essentially TV screens would sit there blank most of the time, and then someone gave us CFAX and teletext and it almost was the screensaver. The TVs would show that, and you could glance up and you could know that nothing much was going on. That was the main, you know, advantage of it. You knew that the world hadn't come to an end. This is a bit different, I guess, because it's visible on computers. So how would, if I had a normal TV at home, how would I feed the CFAX, your CFAX, through to my TV screen?
Well, you could do it a couple of different ways. I mean, probably the easiest at the moment would be to literally connect your computer to the TV. But for the really proper realistic experience, you can buy a Raspberry Pi, which is like a £30 wee miniature computer, and it can run the CFAX service on it, and then you can browse it on a TV with your remote exactly as it would have been back in the day.
So you're plugging the computer into the back of the TV, are you?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And it is pretty incredible.
Do you think, and this is a big question here, Nathan, but you're a young person and therefore you've lived with the internet and you've seen this absolute avalanche of information and excitement that we get from social media and Netflix and whatnot. Do you think we're better off without it?
Without all the extra information.
I know.
That is a complicated
all
question,
of it.
Yeah.
Because when I was 20, it was 1985. We didn't have any of this stuff. We had to walk around. If you wanted to go and see somebody, you rang them up on an old-fashioned phone and you wrote down the time on a piece of paper.
Yeah. I think there's a place for it.
I'm not selling it.
What, losing all the information?
Yeah, I'm talking about losing all of it, definitely, Nathan.
Yeah, no, I think there definitely is a place for it because, you can, especially the likes of instant messaging and photos and all, sharing and all that kind of thing, is brilliant. And the fact that I can jump on iPlayer and watch stuff or, you know, YouTube or anything like that and just watch videos and things, I do think that's definitely quite an achievement. It's great to be able to access all that stuff so easily now.
Fair enough. No, I can see I haven't convinced you. But listen, thank you for bringing us CFAX back into the 21st century. It's an amazing achievement, and I wish you well with everything you do.
Thank you.
Cheers, Nathan.